I want to show you a few slides here, and you see these nice red apples, absolutely brilliant. Now, if the world was one village with a population of 100 people, it would look like this. 57 Asians, 21 Europeans, 14 Americans, and 8 Africans. 52 women, 48 men, 70 colored, 30 white, 70 non-Christians, 30 Christians, 6 people would possess 59% of the world's good, 6 people would be Americans, 80 people homeless, 70 illiterate, and 50 would be dependent on somebody else. One is dying, 2 are being born, 1 has a computer, it's unthinkable for us in the Western world, 1 has a diploma. If you got up this morning without an illness, then you're happier than 500 million people in this world. If you can walk to your religious place of worship without any expected danger, then you're happier than 3 billion people in this world. If you have food in your fridge, clothes on your back, and have a roof over your head, then you are richer than 75 of the world's population, 75%. If you have a bank account and a bit of cash in your pocket, then you belong to the 8% rich people in this world. If you could read the above lines, then you belong to the happy people because you are not part of the 2 billion people who can't read. Isn't that incredible? Do you think we belong to the fortunate ones? Big time, isn't it? I notice you all wear clothes. Do you know that millions of people don't have clothes? It's hard to believe that. But these are facts. It's amazing. So we are so blessed. And you know what happens? Sometimes when you're so blessed, it's just normal for us, you know? We don't really count it as blessing. We say, well, you know, I could tell you now many stories, but when I meet people, you know, some boys say, well, you know, if I had £1 million, I would be happy. Man, if you have a bit, you always want a bit more, isn't it? You know, the richest man in the world was asked, have you got enough? That's a good question for the richest person in the world, isn't it? This is the answer. If I had just a bit more, I would be happy. I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? But it is actually just the mirror of human beings, you know? We just always want a little bit more. But now you may say, well, but I have worked hard for this. I have labored. I mean, this is sweat, you know? I mean, if you look at these harvest films we had at the beginning, these video clips, you know, this is a hard work. This is a lot. I mean, it's amazing how many fields they reap and harvest. But, you know, it's not just the reaping. It's the sowing and everything and the spraying and, you know, looking after the crops. And the farmers, they're always busy anyway. You know, they have got, I don't know, 12 hours a day and all that. Looks so good there. But hey, man, I worked for it. This is our Western mindset, isn't it? Work hard, you know, yeah. And it always starts when you're small. At school, you know, exams. The youngsters, they have got busy lives, you know. It's a lot is required from them. And then when you get adults, you know, diplomas, degrees, you know, work, work. This is the world today. Now, life is getting more expensive, you know. And you need to work for it, man. Stamps go up, you know. I can remember when the broccoli was 30p. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. And now it's going up and up. Everything goes up. You know, the oil goes up. Life expenses, you know. You need to work. This is our mindset here, isn't it? Now, I want to switch now totally to a different realm. You die and you leave all your bountiful work behind you. If God asks you, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you answer? I was a good person. Or I worked hard. I provided for my family. I was a good neighbor. Or I didn't do any harm to anybody. And we have got loads and loads of different things. What would you honestly say? What would your answer be? Your answer probably would be based on something you have done or something you have worked for, wouldn't it? Most of it, because it's our Western mindset. It's already set for us, you know, everywhere. And if you say, well, you know, Others, they don't have all that because they didn't work. But you know what? What about if they did the same hard work as you and I did, but they didn't have to rain and their crops didn't come to anything and they remain poor? It's not their fault. Now, I've come across many people again and again who can't grasp that heaven is free. It doesn't feel right for them because, you know, they need to do something, at least something for it to go to heaven. And they agree with Demophilus, who says, a thing worth having is never obtained without hard work. Well, a man appeared once in front of pearly gates in heaven after he died, and he met Peter. Peter stood there and asked him, you need 100 points to get into my heaven. And I want to ask you a few questions. What have you done which could earn points to go to heaven? And he said, well, I have been married for 50 years. And I've never had an argument with my wife. Well, that's actually quite impressive, really. And Peter said, okay, that's 3 points. No, sorry. You didn't think. It's not 5 years. 50 years, Peter. Peter said, yes, I know. I've understood you. 3 points. What? 3 points only? What else have you done? Well, when I was in the car, I never cursed anyone or was unkind to other drivers. I was always a good driver. Well done. 1 point. What? Just 1 point. What else have you done? Then he said, well, I always helped people. I gave a lot of money. I helped the poor. I went to church since I was 12 all the time. Well done. 2 points. What? But then the man really got frustrated and said, I will never make it apart from the grace of God. Bingo, 100 points, go in. Now, obviously, it won't be like that. It's just to make the point this afternoon. It won't be like that. It's not biblical. But the point is, we all relate heaven by nature with doing something in order to get it, to go there. Do you know that Christianity is the only religion which you don't need to work for? Heaven is actually free. In every other religion, you need to do something in order to achieve something or to go somewhere. Now, we have read, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Now, God says clearly, you can't earn heaven. But why not? Well, there are a few reasons for that. And we have just read two of them. The first one is because it's a gift. Very simple. It's a gift. Well, now, you can't pay for a gift. Does that make sense, doesn't it? You can't pay for a gift. Because if you receive a gift, the giver has already paid for it. Now, if my wife would give me a car as a gift for Christmas, I mean, never happened, probably never will, but let's just say if, and I said, my goodness, I'm just overwhelmed. I don't know what to say. I can't accept that. That's too kind of you. And then I decide, okay, I go back to that dealer and say, thank you very much. I just need to pay that money again because it was too much. I can't accept that gift from my wife. I mean, that would be the most stupid response to that gift, wouldn't it? To pay again for the gift, which is already paid. I mean, who of you would do it? Nobody. And if I did it, she probably would slap me into the face with right, you know? So that would be just ridiculous. And not only that, it would be an offense to her kindness, wouldn't it? I mean, that would be so upsetting for her who would give that car as the giver. Now, Jesus has already paid the full ticket for you and me to go to heaven. Fully paid on the cross 2,000 years ago. And he has got his receipt, not only in his hand, but literally in his hand. The mark of the crucifixion will still be there on his hand. He has paid the full ransom for us to go to heaven. I mean, that is absolutely mind-blowing amazing. You see, and the second reason is, you can't work for heaven lest anyone should boast, we read. Every human being tends to take pride in what they have accomplished. That's it. If work would get us to heaven, it would be one competition from A to Z, all the way through life. Everybody would boast more and wanting to be better than the next, and that would just not work, wouldn't it? But praise God, heaven is free. This is the good news this afternoon for all of us. Heaven is literally free. Now, even if we did want to pay, we could actually never pay it. Because, you see, the price is far too expensive, far too high. You know why? Because it requires a perfect life. I mean, absolutely perfect. You know, if you have never lied, never had any bad thoughts in your head, never envied, never been jealous of anything, not even in your childhood, jealous about another toy. Sounds ridiculous to the adults, but this is a big deal when you're a child, you know? Or always been 100% honest, never deceived in word or action, never hurt anyone in word or action, always loving, you know? Never lost your temper, not even with your children. If you just had a pure, perfect life. I mean, who in this world qualifies for that? Who? Nobody! I mean, if you do, please talk to me. I would love to get to know you. I mean, it's amazing. Not even children qualify to that. Do you know that? I remember very well when my son, not even 2.5 years ago, it was a summer day, and he was out there in the back garden with granddad. And then he came from the back garden to the back door, which happened to be the kitchen there, and he shut the door. And then he went right back to granddad and he asked for his donut, if he could have a bit. And it was really funny for donut night. But when you actually analyze that act, you find out, okay, actually, the root of it was sin, because he was greedy for something he knew he shouldn't have. Firstly, secondly, he wanted to hide something. And thirdly, he consciously wanted to deceive mommy. We are all in that category of sin. There's absolutely nobody who can qualify for heaven. But you know what? Praise God. There was somebody who had that perfect life. There was somebody who actually, literally met the standard. That is amazing. Jesus was the only one on planet Earth who had that spotless life. Totally right. Never been angry. He never said anything wrong. He never disobeyed his earthly parents. Can you imagine that? He never pointed the finger to anyone to condemn or judge. And that's quite hard if you are yourself perfect. It's amazing. That's why Jesus qualifies to pay for our sin. Now, the next point, we don't go into it, but sin always needs somebody to pay. It's never, you can't actually forgive just by forgiving and paying nothing. It's not possible. We don't go into that now. Maybe very quickly, if I showed you my new present, let's say it's not true, like a baseball club, and I just swing it around in your lounge just to show you, and by accident I hit that big new TV screen you just bought the other day. And I said, oh no. Whew. Both would be, whew, you and me. But you know what? You've got two options then. You could either say, okay, I forgive you. It's okay. It's okay. You may not find that easy to say, but let's say you would. And or you can say, oh, 10,000, please. Or whatever it costs. It's a bit much, 10,000, but anyway. If you chose the first one, who pays? You. You forgive me, you pay. If you go for the option two, it's me who pays. Either way, one needs to pay. You see, it's the same thing with God for our sins. Now that's why I want to close with that. You see, it says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. That's exactly it. If we don't receive Jesus, we will never ever be able to taste heaven. But if you receive him, if you say, praise God, I know I want to accept you into my heart. I'm sorry for what I've done, for my sins. Please forgive me. Please forgive my mess I made in my life. Please come into my heart. I give you my heart, my life. I surrender totally to you, God. If you do that, if you put your trust in Jesus, in that instant, you become a Christian. In that instant, your sins are totally forgiven. And God will look at you as if you have never done something wrong. I mean, that is amazing. That is amazing grace. And that's absolutely fantastic. And I really want to encourage you. If you haven't done that yet, why not today? Why
why don't you want to come to God today and give your life to Him and receive full forgiveness? And you know what? You will have such a deep peace in your life, such a deep joy, unthinkable, absolutely amazing. And you know what? Not only that, you will go through life much different. Also through the hard and tough times, God is with you and you know it. And that is a big, big difference. Believe me, it's a huge difference. Because not all the problems, they don't just disappear. No, but God comes right into your life and goes through life with you. Praise God for that.